Blog Talk Radio. Oh. All right. This thing be trying it every time. Y'all cannot see me? Wow. That's so irritating. That's so annoying. Hold on, hold on. That's so annoying. Yeah, signaling that is trash. I'm probably going to hear it quick. I got issues.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live and back. Okay, I'm not really sure what was going on. I don't know. You know, sometimes it just be these days where, you know, I don't know, the weather is changing, my allergies is messing up. So things just start getting real crazy. But listen, we here. Some shit might shut off, some shit might shut down, but we end up getting through the show anyway, okay? So listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're new, welcome and hello. And I think it's safe to go back to the original slogan. Some shit might shut down, some shit might shut off, but we still will get through the show. And if you're catching the replay, well, good. You know, in that instance, because this is my second time redoing the stream. All right. What's going on, everybody? Shout out to my friends over there on Facebook. Shout out to everybody on YouTube. All right. So, did anybody watch the VMAs? If not, it's fine. You didn't miss much, but it was a good VMAs. I enjoyed it. I was thoroughly entertained. I got a lot of kikis out. Nonetheless. This VMAs to me wasn't so much about the awards as much as about the performances and some of the fashion and the clout chasing. To me, I was more entertained with the clout chasing and the other things more than I was kind of concerned with who was going to take home which award. Because it's kind of like now with the awards, you can kind of tell who's going to win which awards based on who's there. You know, back in the day, everybody would just go to these award shows. Now, everybody doesn't go anymore. The only people that go are usually the ones that are nominated for a category or promise to get the win. So you can always kind of tell who's going to win the awards and whose night it's going to be based on who's actually in attendance. So anyway, so let's just jump right into it. I know some of you guys are probably going to get your notifications late because we had to redo the live stream. Sorry. Nonetheless, we're going to get through it. All right. So let's get started. Ooh, sorry. I have to be this person right now. I have to re-upload it to Instagram. I have to do this. Sorry, guys, because the thumbnail that was on there before. It's not going to be the one that's going to work. So hold on. I have to re-upload the link. If you guys haven't done so, please take the time to like this video. Please, please, please like the video if you haven't done so already. I know this is aggravating, I'm sure. All right. So let's get into some things. So first, let's just start with, we'll start with Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion performed. Yes, we love Meg. Contrary to what you guys may think, we do like Megan Thee Stallion here at the Armand Wiggins Show. She performed for her first time. Okay, and she received a Moon Man for a Hot Girl Summer with Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla Sign. I think it was, what was the award for? The award was for like best, like, I don't know. It was one of them weird awards, something new. Let me see what the award was for. Best Power Anthem, which whatever, it's an award. We'll take it. Best Power Anthem. You know, she was happy. This was good for her. Her performance was good. She seemed like she was happy. She was having fun. To me, if you ask me, she looked a mess. Outfit, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not into the look of Megan Thee Stallion. Hopefully as the budget gets bigger, the team gets better, and the clothes will get better, and, you know, the looks will start looking a little bit more expensive and exclusive and, you know, just a little bit more chic. She looks a little cheap to me. However, the performance was good. Also, what's interesting is Nicki Minaj didn't acknowledge anything, you know, about the win. You know, some people are saying that, you know, maybe Nicki and Megan are not as cool anymore. I know you guys are going to be like, oh, am I, here you go, trying to start shit. No, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking what the people are saying, what the ruffles and the, you know, things are behind the scenes. I don't know anything to be true. It could be a reach or a fact, but people are kind of like, I don't know if they're really that cool no more because Nicki Minaj didn't really say anything. And, you know, not to mention, not for nothing, the Moon Man goes to her and Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign. However, one thing I don't really like about Megan Thee Stallion is, like, I feel like, and this could just be my own personal thing, and I'll take that, but I just don't really like how whenever this song does something or, you know, like goes somewhere on the charts or, like, for instance, she got the award, she, like, to me, takes all the credit. You know, whenever she posts, she never, like, kind of says, like, I think she did it, like, one time. But she really, like, takes the credit. Like, this is, like, she did this on her own. You know what I mean? And it's like, girl, the song wouldn't be doing this well if Nicki Minaj was not on the record. Like, you need to be give a little bit more credit to Nicki. You know, I mean, in my opinion. But that's just me. I know some of you guys will take that and be offended, but it is what it is. I feel like she should, you know, thank people. Like when Ty Dolla $ign posted about it, he tagged everybody. He tagged Nicki, the producer. He tagged Nicki, Juicy J, Megan Thee Stallion, like everybody. When the Megan Thee Stallion talked about it, she talked about it as if, you know, she's just going to keep going and it's just like she did this. Like, girl, this was not a single record by you. But anyway, not for nothing, the record's got an award. And the video should be out soon. So we'll see if Nicki does any promotion on the video and things like that. Because if you ask me, I personally think that Nicki has moved on from this record. Just asking. I mean, just saying. Oh, somebody said she just tweeted. Oh, she said we won. Okay, well, I didn't see that. I seen what she posted on Instagram. So, listen, I'm only human, so you can let me know. All right. So, we'll see. Y'all be liking it. I've learned this with you guys. Y'all be liking to try me like I be, like, conjuring up the stuff until it hits the fan, and then you guys have to come back and, you know, put some respect on my name. So you can have your opinions. You can feel the way that you feel, and you can say whatever it is that you would like to say. But we'll just see in time, and then we'll see what's what. Y'all do this all the time, and I have never been wrong with a reach or a fact yet. Just saying. But anyway, let's move on because I don't want to stay on her too long. She definitely was not the highlight of my day. All right, so who else do we have there? Oh, we're not going to get into that. Oh, what else I want to get to? Oh, Missy Elliott. Oh, my God. Can I tell you that this is probably my favorite part of the night? For a positive note, Missy Elliott's performance, her acceptance speech, it was just phenomenal. I was just like a little kid, you know, in front of my TV, dancing. You know, fun fact, I always used to want, one of my dreams was to be Missy Elliott backup dancer. It never really happened. However, about 11 years ago, 12 years ago, maybe 13, you know, somewhere around there, I did perform at the VMA Awards, and I did have the pleasure of kind of seeing her. I didn't meet her per se. We were just in the same space. You know what I mean? We were in the, like, the little green, like, backstage area before you come out to either present or perform. And so I was back there because at the time I was dancing with MC Hammer, and Ciara was there with Bow Wow. They were together. And actually Destiny's Child and Beyonce. Well, you know what I'm saying? All of them were back there. 50 Cent. It was like a whole debacle. It was like a whole thing. And so, yeah, I got to meet her. Kind of. She was cool. I didn't really say much to her, but that's as close as I got to ever being with Missy Elliott. But, you know, nonetheless, it was cool. I really was excited about her winning this Vanguard Award because she deserves it. to me, her and Nicki Minaj are my two top female rappers. I really think that Missy Elliott is like slightly underrated when it comes down to, you know, credit and iconicness and status, because her visuals are amazing. Her beats are incredible. Like her flow, her style, like Missy Elliott is the original, in my opinion, female rapper that turned singer. You know how Nicki Minaj will rap and sing? Missy Elliott has been doing that for a very, very long time. So I just love everything about Missy Elliott. I'm so proud of her. I'm happy for her accomplishments. This really made me smile. It was very nostalgic in a sense, because it made me kind of remember me and my mom back in the day, you know, choreographing songs to One Minute Man for my performance at my high school rally in the 10th grade. You know, so it was a really nice moment to see. They even had Allison, the little girl. Oh, do I have the picture of Allison? Oh, my gosh. Let me see if I can get the picture of Allison. You guys remember Allison, the little girl. But she's not a little girl no more. But, you know, and it's so funny because I seen like a tweet and they were like, you know, she's not supposed to grow up. And that is so true. Like, I don't feel like we ever thought that Allison was supposed to grow up. You know, she was supposed to be that little girl forever and just be in our hearts and in our homes forever. But it just lets you know life is just a short journey, because everybody grows old, everybody grows up, and everybody does die. I know that was a little deep, but y'all know what I'm saying. Let me see if I can add these pictures of Allison real quick. Hold on, let me see. Let me get this. Let me get Alice in here. I should have added this a long time ago, but I didn't know if I was going to talk about her. Oh, look at her. Look. There's Allison. So that was the little girl. That was in all the Missy Elliott videos. And she still was dancing, baby, okay? I'm not too keen on the shortcut, okay? Not a fan of the shortcut. However, I do like the shortcut with this ensemble, not gonna lie. But just I do like the shortcut here. I don't prefer the shortcut in general, but we'll make it do what it do, okay? But nonetheless, I was entertained. It was great. And Missy Elliott managed to thank almost everybody, which was really cool. And so shout out to Missy Elliott for that. All right, let's move it along. Who is next? Oh, we can go Lil Nas X. Let's go Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X. I think Lil Nas X, he looks so cute. I don't know if he's more cuter now that he came out, that he's gay. But Lil Nas X looks cute. You know what I mean? He was cute on the red carpet. A lot of people didn't like his performance. I liked the song Panini. Now, I did think that they had tried that to make it seem as if that man was singing and rapping that whole time, when they know he clearly lip synced that whole performance. But not for nothing, he's only been a star for 20 minutes, so he probably hasn't mastered the proper breathing techniques while performing, like dancing, rapping, singing in front of millions and millions of people. So you got to give the man a little bit of credit there. You know what I'm saying? So not for nothing, Lil Nas X, I like the song Panini. I think some people were tweeting like, why wouldn't he perform Old Town Road or old whatever the song was. I don't think that he should perform that song. That song is done. It's old. It's no longer, it's done what it's going to do. It's topped so many charts. It beat records. And now it's not number one anymore. Let's move on. We don't want to dwell on the same song forever, because that's how he falls into a one hit wonder. So he performed his new song, Panini. And I think Panini is a good song, you know, not for nothing. Watching Lil Nas X perform just showed me that, you know, as long as you have fans and if you can go viral, you can have a career. Because in the grand scheme of things, if Lil Nas X wasn't Lil Nas X, and maybe Lil Nas X was like your little brother or my little brother, and he dropped the song Panini, I don't think anybody would listen to it. I don't think anybody would see any artistry in that at all. Also, Lil Nas X, I mean, he doesn't really sound He doesn't really sing well, and he doesn't really rap well, but I think he's popular and he has fans. So it just kind of goes to show you that in this era, you might need to go viral. It's not all about talent, because I feel as though if he would have dropped Panini first, he probably wouldn't be Lil Nas X that we know today. It was that Old Town Road song that really put him on the map. And now the fans and things are just here to follow. But not for nothing, I think he did a phenomenal job. I didn't like when he won the award for, was it Song of the Year or something like that? He didn't really talk much. So I think that they're going to have to work on his talking ability and, you know, really get a presence when accepting these awards and really having a dialogue and, you know, presenting himself as a person and as an artist. And the only thing he did do, one thing he did do was curve the shit out of Bobby Lights. Bobby Lights got the ultimate curve. But we will get into Bobby Lights in just a second. We're sticking with the positive right now. We're going to go into the negative just in a few. Give me a second. Okay. All right. So that was Lil Nas X. I'm here for Lil Nas X. A lot of people didn't like Lil Nas X. I like Lil Nas X. I think he looked cute. And I think that he just needs to make sure that he, you know, does some training. So he doesn't be lip singing through the whole performance. Because if they thought that we thought, or at least that I thought, that he was actually up there performing live, try again. Thank you. You know who else I liked? Normani. Yes. Can we just give a round of applause for Normani? Okay. Normani came through. Normani performed. I'm so proud of her. I was like glowing up for Normani. I love some Normani. I love her, love her. I was like a proud big brother, a proud uncle, a proud cousin. I was like, yes, let's go. Okay, I was so hyped for Normani. I was so hyped. I love Normani. She went out there. She did her thing. She had the confidence. She took her spot. She earned her spot. Let's go. Okay, I know she probably doesn't like this term, but she is a little Beyonce in the making. Now, she does have some work to do. She does still have some practice, but listen, there's no girl out here doing what she's doing. There's no, what's a Seven Streeter? What's a Tinashe? None of these girls are out here doing it like Normani. And there's a lane that's open. There's a new generation of dance, singer, R&B girls that's open, and she's doing her thing. You know, she's taking that performance element back. You know, we already kind of got the new age NDRE / soulful singer with her. You know, she's kind of like the Sade or the NDRE. I don't know what category we put her in, but, you know, she's like the real R&B. Her was good, but she was a little too deep for me. Going back to Normani. Normani, I just love that. I love the performance. I love the love the performance. Now, my favorite part is when she was dancing with the dancers. Now, when she did the solo thing, that was okay. But with a little practice, I definitely think that she is on her way, and we're here for it. And you know what? Her the more she performs, the more I start to like that song. I do. So, shout out to Normani. I'm here for Normani. I'm proud of her. And I believe that she is on her way and she is coming with it. And she is like, all right, you know, people believe in me, the people see it. And not for nothing, that's how you storm Camila Cabello and the rest of those girls, you know, because Camila Cabello is on top too now. But Normani has been hitting it for a very long time. And I think she just needs to, you know, have the confidence where she believes in herself and she believes that she's the one that can, she can do it. You know, the spot is hers, the lane is open, and she's the one for it. So let's go. I was really, really thoroughly happy and pleased with that performance. She did her thing. Keep going. Keep practicing. I loved it, Normani. I'm Team Normani. And then for those people that are like, oh, people only like Normani because she's dark-skinned. Listen, people, we got to stop this stupid rhetoric of things and these reasons why we just decide that we like people and why we don't like people and stuff. I think that's so stupid that we do that. All right. All right. Let's move on. Who am I going to next? Oh. Okay. You know who else I liked? Let's get into Cardi B. Listen, not for nothing. I think Cardi B won Best Hip Hop Video. I really didn't care about the awards because, I mean, I figured she was going to win awards. I mean, this is her time to win awards. However, I was more impressed with Cardi B reading than anything. I was so impressed with her presentation of Missy Elliott's Vanguard Award. And I feel like it was so smart and strategic for her. Whatever Cardi B's team is doing, they're a really good team. Listen, I'll tell you this. If you want to get into the industry, I mean, I would say give me Cardi B's team because they have her sitting in the right spaces. They're marketing her in the right way. They have her sitting with, you know, politicians. And they're trying to keep this, you know, ratchet / humble persona, but yet also make her smart. And they're teaching her how to read and how to talk. And you know what? I could tell that she was nervous because she was doing a lot of talking. And then she goes, all right, here I go. And you know what? I was like, I ain't even mad at you, Cardi B. Let's go. And she did her thing. She read that whole thing. She messed up a little bit. She got a little nervous. But you know what? I was proud of her. It was cute. Like, I'm not going to hate. She did her thing. I'm happy for her. And that was a lot for her to read. I'm like, yeah, they really tested her. I'm sure she read it about 150 times before she went out there. Or maybe she didn't. Whatever, but she did a good job. She did a good job. Now, for some reason, a lot of you guys are saying that I'm switching up. Listen, I don't understand that, like, how, what's the switch up? Am I considered a flip-flopper because I never said I hated Cardi B. I never said I didn't like Cardi B. I do like Cardi B. But because I could acknowledge when she does something good, a lot of you all say I'm switching up, but y'all want me to like Cash Doll and Megan Thee Stallion. And, you know, it's okay if I like anybody else, but I can't like Cardi B. You guys are out of your mind. That's stupid. No, y'all want me to like people that don't have it, that are not really winning, that are not really lit like that. I'm not going to like who you want me to like, okay? I like Cardi B. That doesn't mean I don't like Nicki Minaj and that, you know, but there are certain things about the Cardi B brand I don't like. But there's other things about the brand that I do like. And so just because I can appreciate when she does something right or something good does not make me a flip-flopper. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, you can't please everybody because if I talk about her, then it's like, I'm bashing women and I'm pitting women against each other. When I say something good about her, it's like, oh, you're flip-flopping. Why can't I just like both of them and give my critique and my opinion? Neither one of these women are paying me, quite, you know, so they really don't do anything for me at the end of the day, neither Cardi B or Nicki. I'm not any of their friends. They don't call me. They don't text me. They don't send me tickets to shows, anything like that. So I don't have any dog in the fight, either which way. I like who I like, and I like each of them for different reasons. Okay. But no, not for nothing. I do like that she performed. Now, on the other hand, this outfit looks good from the front. I don't like this. And I think that's not okay. Okay? Cardi B should not have worn that. That don't look good. The stylist should not have put that on her. She should not have let that go out there like that. She should have known people were going to talk about that. It's not that that she has the cellulite. It's the fact that it's all hanging out. That's not what you want on TV. I mean, not in my opinion, that's not what you want on TV. I don't know. I personally probably wouldn't want that out on TV with on me. So I don't like the outfit. I think that that does not look good at all. But everything else, I think Cardi B looked nice and she did a great job. However, they shouldn't have put that. They should have did something different with that. Okay. That was not okay. I don't like that. They should have did something a little different with that. Okay. And so those people saying that that picture looks fake, that picture is not fake because that's how it looked on the TV. I watched the award show. Let's be very clear. And that actually is a picture of someone's TV. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now let's get to the shade. Bobby Lights. First of all, Bobby Lights, shout out to Don Michelle. Thank you for the super chat. Like, share, and subscribe if you guys haven't done so already. Oh, God. Let me see if I can get Bobby Lights. Where is Bobby Lights at? Bobby Lights. This is probably one of the worst moments for me at the VMAs. I just don't understand why Bobby Lights. I just feel like as a butch queen for the gay boys, you know what I'm saying? For the out gay boys or the in-between, I feel like he needs to represent a little bit better. Like, to me, and I know he's not gay, but I would prefer Prince to be the gay boy representation because Prince got a little swag, got a little style, you know, we'll put some... Bobby Lights seem like he go find these independent designers and they just conjure up some shit every year and he just wears it on. Like, he has no style. I get it. He was trying to pay homage to Prince, but listen, I don't like any of this. His fashion sense, his style is just not there. I'm not into Bobby Light's style at all. Bobby Light's style is not it. He has no flair, no swag, nothing. It's just like, I'm gay and let's wear gay on my sleeve. I think one year he said, make America gay again. And then this year it's let's have your booty cheeks out. Like, it's so sad that I feel like Bobby Lights is doing literally everything for a repost onto the Shade Room. And it's like, for what? You're in these circles already. You're on TV. You have followers. You're verified. You got the clout. What are you looking to be reposted on the blogs for having controversy on the red carpet? Focus on the music. And not for nothing, Bobby Lights has a new song, or I don't know how new it is, but I like the record. He has a record that's out right now on Apple Music. And it is a good record. It's actually in my playlist. I forget the name of it, but I do like the record, okay? I can't think of it right now. I'm having a brain fart. But it is a nice record. He should be promoting that record a little bit more and get you a little bit more thoughts about yourself. You don't have to just be so, I'm gay. Look at me. I want to wear my ass cheeks out and I want to, you know, just be the fool. Like, I don't know. I'm just not into it. I just feel like he's such a horrible, tacky, late representation, you know, of the butch queens. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be a butch queen, you know, be a vibe. Like, you know, if I was there, I, like, for me, and I just know some of my butch queen friends, like, we would be storming, okay? Giving a look. You know what I mean? Like, it should be no reason why, you know, Prince be dressed better than Bobby Light. And Prince is the straight boy. You know, Bobby Light should be, what is that, girl? What is that? That don't look good, sis. It's ill-fitting. It don't look good, girl. I'm not into it. So she was called chasing off of Lil Nas X the whole night. Lil Nas X was paying her complete dust. Twitter had went completely off because they're like, wow, Bobby Light is so thirsty for attention, so thirsty for fame, and it's like, it's ridiculous. No one takes him serious in the industry. He literally goes with his phone, walks around trying to get people on film. It's like, girl, you wouldn't have to do all that if you would just really become popping in real life. You have access to all of these people, and you use it just to do dumb stuff. It's like, I don't get it. He could be so much more if he would just focus. And so this is what I mean. Everybody sitting down and you standing up in the, I don't know this host name. He was an awful host too. But Bobby Lights can clearly see that he's on the camera right there. It just gonna turn around. So
oh my God. Like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't get it. Like, I just don't understand. What does he get out of this? He just don't get it, girl.
I don't think it's ever really going to happen for Bobby Light because she's just trying to be extra in the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to do it. Like, you could
have gave this in a more sexy way if you wanted to. This just looks tacky. If he wanted to do this, he should have made sure that this was done. First of all, it's bright yellow. Then it's you light skin, and then you got your booty. Like, you could have did that in a much more sexy, tactful, you know, way and just kind of really socked it, you know. But it's just like, hear me, see me, look at me coming. I'm gay, and I'm Bobby Lights, and I'm at the VMAs, and look at me, and woo, my ass is out. Like, girl, we get it. You're there. But, you know, represent for the Bush Queens, bitch. I don't know. I just feel like he just, just tacky. I'm not into Bobby Lights. Not like that. I'm not into Bobby Lights at all. She's trash. So Bobby Lights basically looked a mess on the red carpet, looked a mess at the VMAs, was clout chasing Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X is not interested. Bobby Lights is probably a kiki of the industry where most people don't really know him, and they see him coming in like, oh God, just Bobby Lights. But, you know, Bobby Lights is annoying, probably. Because he does too much. Just be cool and exist. Just chill. Less is more sometimes. It really honestly is. I have to learn that lesson too. So, anyway, I'll see you. Bobby Lights, I'm not that into it. All right. Who else? Oh, now this is the other Kiki. Okay, so this was the Kiki of the night for me. Let me just show you. Old one. I forget which one it is. Is it this one? Look, they thought Cash Doll was Nicki Minaj. And they kept saying, Nicki, Nicki, Nicki. And Cash Doll was pissed, yo. She was so bad. Look, hold on. Ooh, girl. They thought Cash Doll was Nicki Minaj. Listen, y'all, I don't care what y'all say. I told y'all Cash Doll is not happening, okay? I don't care what y'all say. Y'all gonna learn one day. Cash Doll has happened as far as Cash Doll is gonna happen. She's there. Look, I told y'all this. Cash Doll is at the VMAs. She's at the stuff. She's included. However, it's just what it is. Like, she looked nice. But Cash Doll, it's just Cash Doll. And then they all these girls look like Nicki Minaj carbon copies. They really, really do. So if I was Cash Doll, I'd be insulted, but not because Nicki Minaj is, you know, not attractive or anything like that. It's just because, girl, nobody knows you. But, you know, and again, you know, white people are a trip. Like, all black people don't look the same, okay? I think they also thought Alexis Sky was Black China. But anyway, listen, I told y'all to stop forcing Cash Doll on me. Y'all go over there and pack Cash Doll up, because I'm sure she's pissed that her red carpet experience, they was calling it for Nicki Minaj. And Nicki wasn't even there. But anyway, let's take some calls, and I want to know what you guys thought about the actual show. All right, 347-9394, you're live on the air.
I'm on. What's good, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I can't complain, man. Just tuning in to the show, listening, getting the kikis. Stupid.
Okay, so what did you think about it?
The show was the performances was all right. Meg was okay. I felt like she could have been better. I'm not sure if it was because of her first VMA, she was a little nervous or whatever, but I think she could have been better. I don't like how now there are a couple of people that's just like, oh, what's going on with Meg and Nicki? Like, what's going on? Are you beefing or are you not beefing? And I kind of peeped that too. I don't think they're beefing. I just think that since that whole Trina shit happened with promoting people, I kind of think Nicki was just like, let me fall back, you know? And let me not kind of take her moment. I know this is I know it. As soon as Nicki, I think if Nicki would have showed up and they would have shared that moment with the VMA, everybody, it wouldn't have been about Megan Sagan no more. Not to be negative.
Right.
Like, oh, she only showed up to get a moon more, you know, a moon man with Meg. It would have turned into that.
Yeah. Yes, it would have. They would have made it seem like she used her for the award and this and third. Yeah.
Right. I can see the headlines now. Like, Nicki wasn't invited, so she hopped on Meg Wave just to get a VMA. Like, all that, you know, that
type
of narrative.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And then now you got Charlamagne finding an issue with Meg getting an award because there's no video. But he clearly had no problem with Cardi B winning fucking
Best
Rap
album.
We know, it's going on now on Twitter and shit. He has an issue with Meg getting a video, getting that award when there's no video. But yet you praise and congratulating, was so fucking happy when Cardi B got her fucking Best Rap award. We already know she's not a rapper. Like, come on, dude.
Right.
And it's kind of weird because, like, where's all the female unity, right? Everybody uplifts every, you know, new female rapper that come in, right? Hot Girl Summer, it was a case, you know, it was an okay song. I'm not going to say it was, like, the best, because I guess our expectation from two females that really, really rap was kind of, like, high. And when it didn't deliver to our expectations, we all was just like, oh, shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Lights is a whole fucking mess. That boy been fucking harassing Lil Nas
okay,
for the
so you
longest.
Better slow down on the F-bomb.
Oh, my bad, bro. Bobby Lights is a mess. Like, he's been harassing Lil Nas X for the longest. At first, it was funny, but it's like, Bobby, come on, dude. You're like 30 years old. Why are you crushing on this young boy? Like, really, dude? Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And he just had to be this in the center. He just reminded me of somebody's, like, drunk auntie at a barbecue or some crap that always want to get the attention. Like, look at me. Like, that's my nephew. That's my niece. Like, sit down. Like, first of all, you got a seat, right? Be happy you got a seat. Now sit in it. Like, dude, why the fuck are you? Excuse my language. Damn. Why are you all in the aisle? And he knew what he was doing, because if you paid attention to the award show, he knew he was on camera a couple of times. It wasn't like it was just one time. It was like, oh, snap, my bad. He knew it. So he knew what he was doing. Even Lizzo was looking like, what is wrong with him? Like, okay, but that's what he want to do. But that outfit just looked cheap. Bobby looks cheap. I'm not going to take his talent away from him, because he is talented, let me say that. But the way he moves just makes you not even want to, like, network with him. Like you said, he gets to these functions and events, and he knows all these people, but I don't think the networking is there. I think he's just so starstruck just to be able to do the little 5-second video, take a pic, just to upload it to say, okay, I've seen this person, met this person. Just like, dude, you met all these people, but where's the collaboration?
What's happening?
He goes,
yeah.
Right. He goes so hard for Trina, and Trina pays him dust every single time. Like, I remember when London Hip Hop first aired, Trina picked her assistant over Bobby. And you sitting here dragging everybody for a chick that's not even supporting you? I don't get it. But anyway, Missy,
I don't get it either
because
he's so goofy.
Not only goofy, he's just like real immature.
Late.
And I remember doing a live
with
him. I was asking him, like, what is your issue? Because he had a live about Nicki Minaj. I'm just like, what is your issue with her? Like, what did she do to you? And he was like, I'm like, what did she do to you specifically? He was like, I just heard a lot of things. I'm just like, okay, so as an adult, you're going to take the opinions of someone else when you, and to form your own opinion about someone that you have not even met? And he got stuck like, yeah, you're right. I got a lot of maturing doing. I was just like, yeah, I just hung up on the live. I was like, bye. But that was Missy night. Missy killed it. That was long overdue. Missy should have been a recipient for that award. And I like how she corrected them. They were just like, oh, it's the Vanguard Award. And she was kind of like, you know, a nice little shade, like the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Like, because that's what it originally was, you know? But besides that, Cardi B, it only made sense. You already know that Atlantic is now the home for Missy Elliott. Now, if I can remember, I don't remember Cardi B. And I don't want to say I'm wrong. I don't want to read in too much to it or reach because I could be wrong. And it couldn't just be me. I don't think she mentioned before that Missy was one of her inspirations. I could be wrong now. I honestly could.
You know what? I don't remember that either, but.
No, I'm serious. So it's just like, now how fast forward to the VMAs? How convenient is it? Now y'all on the same record label. Now you're presenting her with this award, and now it's being rumored around that Missy Elliott specially requests her. And it's just like, time doesn't make sense. And then she's in her, you know, her introduction or whatever. She's just like, well, yeah, Missy Elliott was the first CD that I bought. And I'm just like, really? If I can't remember her ever saying nothing like that, honestly. But whatever. The show was
all right, Carla. We got to wrap it up.
Thank you.
We got to wrap it. Thank you. Bye. All right, let's take another one. Okay, 217-1703. You're live on the air.
Hi, Roman.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just here. I just want to say I love the VMAs. Lizzo, she killed it. She is representing for the big girls who can sing live, who can dance, who actually have talent. And she absolutely deserved the Best New Artist Award.
Did she win it? I didn't see that part. Did she win?
No, she did not win it. They gave it to some dang white chick that nobody don't know nothing about. We don't know.
Here's the thing with Lizzo. I like Lizzo. I've been listening to Lizzo for a while. I didn't realize that I had been listening to her for a while. But I think she can put on clothes now. Like, we get it. She's a big girl and she's confident. But she can stop wearing those leotards every performance.
Yes. And
it's a little uncomfortable.
I love Normani. Normani is the next Beyonce. I said it. Within 5 to 10 years, if she constantly goes at this pace, she will be up there. Well, she won't be on her level, but you know she'll be the next. Let's see, who else did I like? I liked Missy Elliott. She killed it. I think her set should have been a little bit longer. I feel like it was rushed. You know, she should have did at least a 15-minute set. Like, she has paved the way for so many people, and I'm so glad that she finally got this Vanguard Award because she deserved it. But you know what, Armand? I was so shocked that Cardi B could read. I was so shocked. Like, we all know she has a third-grade education, and I was so shocked. You know, she messed up on a couple of parts, but she got herself together, and I wanted to give her a pat on the back. I'm like, girl, you did it. I am so thankful that Atlantic Records have been giving this girl some Rosetta Stone lessons, because now she can speak with diction. I was so proud of her. But one thing I did not like is the dress she had. With the budget she has, she should not be out there looking like a big old diaper booty. That dress did not do anything for the amount of money she spent on that body she is working. Like, come on, girl, get you some new glam. Also, Bobby Light, I love him so much. He's a kiki, but he needs to stop it because Lil Nas does not want your washed-up, loosey-goosey, I can't say the word I want to say.
No.
But he does not want you. He doesn't want you, girl. Stop. Stop. And you know what's so funny? Did you see the way Megan was dressed?
Megan looked a mess.
She
Megan
Thee
Stallion looked a mess.
Trend.
Megan Thee Stallion cannot dress. She looks a mess.
She cannot. She looks like a female boxer. She's like so.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion just looks a mess. But all right.
I'm like, hell, bye, bye. And one more thing. I love the ending. I loved when Queen Latifah and Naughty by Nature and all of them came out. But when Queen Latifah came out on that motorcycle, I'm like, you better go, girl. You better go. You better represent for the dyke. You better go, girl.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 813-9189. You're live on the air.
Armand?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start with Megan. I love Megan to death, but when I first saw her outfit, I was like, girl, no, it's not doing anything, absolutely nothing for me. Also, one little tidbit. Did anyone hear the thing that's going around about her being a transgender?
Okay, we're not going to do that. Megan is not no transgender. Shut up.
I'm just asking. I love Megan. I'm just asking. They had a video of her twerking from the front, and something was, like, dangling. I don't know. I'm just saying. You'll search for it. You look for it. You find it. Normani was bad. Her abs were on point. She looked beautiful. She did her thing dancing. She does need a little bit more practice of dancing and singing at the same time, but she does
good.
Of course, we all loved Missy. It was a vibe. It was everything. It definitely could have been longer. They tried her. And I wish Nikki was there. I just want to see Nikki.
Me too.
I just want to see her dressed up, looking good, even if she's just there. But she probably was like, you know, whatever. I'm not nominated. They ain't messing with me. F it. And, yeah, Charlamagne, he's a hater. So we all know he's up Cardi's butt, and he's on Atlantic's payroll. Also, she didn't win for a video, which was what he was talking about. She won for a song. So he's a little slow. And, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
You know what? And not for nothing, you know, I wish Nikki would have been there too, but gone are the days where all the celebrities just go just to be there. You know, like Drake and Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and Rihanna and Beyonce. They don't go anymore. They don't.
No.
But I don't think they go anymore because they realize they give those shows so much ratings if they're there. And maybe they don't want to give those shows any ratings. They want to be paid for that stuff now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Beyonce was going to go, so many people will watch, you know?
Definitely. And Nikki.
Nikki, Rihanna, Beyonce, like, just those names alone, people will be there, like, watching the show. Drake.
Right. And I felt a way, even though Missy is on Atlantic, I felt a way that Cardi presented her with that award. I'm like, Ciara could have done it. Timberland could have done it. But I was just
It was kind of weird that it was Cardi.
Me.
Yeah, I think that
really
you're
bad.
Right. Timberland should have done it. Or Ciara. I thought Ciara was at least going to come out and perform with her a little bit.
Right.
I would have liked her to. Yeah.
And
you're right.
I don't like Cardi, but her speech impediment has gotten better. So a little pat on the back, little girl.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I think that's true. They should have had probably someone else other than Cardi B, but you guys got to understand that this is all, although that was for Missy Elliott, it's still strategy for Cardi B. All that showing that she can read, you know, it's on brand for Cardi B to prove the naysayers wrong. It's on brand for Cardi B to be looked at as an elitist of the music industry. They're just building her up. It's all a part of marketing. As much as that was about Missy Elliott, it was about creating a moment for Cardi B as well, because there really wasn't going to be a huge moment for her award-wise. So they wanted to create another type of, they still needed to maintain a moment for Cardi B at this show. And that, nonetheless, we're not really talking about the award she won. We're talking about the fact that she was up there able to read. You see how that works? So Cardi B is still a hot topic. She was nominated for a bunch of awards and only won one.
So that's how it go. All right, how much time we got left? All right, we got a couple minutes left. Let's take another call. 724-1098, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 980-9612, you're live on the air.
Hey,
hello?
Come on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello? Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Hi. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay. Let's see. 646-1950, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
hey,
yeah, what's going on? Thank you.
Yeah, I just have to speak my piece about this DNA.
Okay.
I think the fashion this year was thoroughly lacking. Like, I don't think we had a fashion moment this year. I'm especially disappointed in Megan Thee Stallion's outfit, and I
mm-hmm.
hope she gets a new stylist soon and quickly, because she's just looking like a regular girl from the block, and it's just, it's not, I'm not seeing superstar, and it's disappointing because I feel like she has a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bobby Lights.
What did you think about Cash Doll?
Cash Doll, see, I have this joke that her name is Akeisha, and she dressed like her name is Akeisha, and that's all I got to say about that. Like, an older auntie who doesn't understand fashion and thinks she looks cute, and you let her think she looks cute, but it just is what it is. Like, I've given up. Like, I've never appreciated her fashion, so.
Right, yeah, Cash Doll. I mean, I like the Aaliyah dress and stuff, but Cash Doll, they
I like what it meant, but not for a red carpet.
Yeah. Yeah,
not
no.
The Missy Elliott, I'm glad that she got her flowers while she's still here. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not down for, like, the fake unity. I think that these female rappers are trying to do in terms of the exclusion of Megan Thee Stallion. I thought a lot of people treated her dry last night. That's my personal feeling.
You think a lot of people treated Missy Elliott dry?
No, Megan.
Oh, Megan. Listen, not for nothing. I don't think that people treated Megan dry. I think that people are still watching Megan and seeing how Megan moves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta make sure that they're going to move the right way, because Megan is the type of person, once you get attached to her, then it's like, oh, you know, it's this person and Megan Thee Stallion, like if it's a female rapper. So you want to make sure that you're going to be cool, or you guys are going to be able to build a relationship, because what if you get close to Megan Thee Stallion, then you realize, I don't really mess with her like that. Then y'all start messing with each other. Then it's all over the blog. Such and such and Megan Thee Stallion, not friends. And such and such threw shade at Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't really want to run and be cool with somebody right away when you really don't know how they move, and you don't really know if you're going to really like them like that.
Yeah, I feel you what you're saying. I'm not asking for anyone to be her best friend, but just to give her that welcoming in the sense that you've been a female rapper trying to come up and just, you know, show love downwards rather than it always having to come from someone who's on their way up. And that's all
yeah.
I have to say about that. Now,
thank you, caller.
Of,
oh, you have something else? Go okay. ahead.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You caught me on a calm day.
All right. Thank you. Bye. All right. 240-4223, you're live on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, so basically, I just wanted to talk about Normani for a moment.
Okay.
Because I hear a lot of people talking about the awards, and nobody is talking about Normani. And I just felt like they did her wrong. Like, her music in the background was messed up, and the way the guy kept tearing at her dress, but she still prevailed, and I thought that she did beautifully.
I think she did an amazing job. I think that she did had an awesome performance.
She did, and I thought that she was one of the better performances, because the only other person that I really liked was Miley Cyrus, and that was only because her voice was amazing.
You know what? I did like Miley Cyrus's song last night.
Right?
I liked it, that Miley Cyrus. But you know what? I don't like Miley Cyrus. But I did like Miley Cyrus's song. It's growing on. I kind of like that vibe. It's like a mix of country and like a little soul.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, I've never been a fan of Miley Cyrus, but I've always loved her voice. I hated the show. I hated her in normal life. I just don't like her, period. But I love her. I love her voice. And
right.
I love that Cardi B did the gave the award to Missy Elliott. And I think the reason why they did that is because they were trying to show how Missy Elliott paved the way for new female rap artists.
Mm.
I think that's what they were trying to do. Ciara, she's a singer. She still Missy Elliott still helps Ciara, but she's not a rapper. Cardi B is a rapper.
Yeah.
And I think it would be too new for Megan Thee Stallion to come out and give the awards, as she was the only other female rapper that I saw there. Well, you know, Cash Doll was there. I always forget about her. But anyway, I thought that was good.
Yeah, most people do forget about Cash Doll. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to wrap it up right there.